Welcome to Music Scene. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and it's always good to be seen with Roger Bartlett, the original guitarist of Jimmy Buffett's Coral Reefer Band, who will be performing backed by popular demand at the Palladium November 8th through 8 p.m. Welcome, Roger. Welcome back to Radio St. Pete.
Thanks, Nanette. It's great to be back.
So last year, the show was postponed until January.
Yep.
And a lot has happened since then. Fill us in on what's going on in your life, and then we'll talk about the upcoming concert.
All right. Well, the show that was postponed last year to January, 3 days before the show, I had a heart attack.
That is not good news. So the Coral Reefers went on without you.
They did, and Peter Mayer's son, Brendan Mayer, came down and filled in for me. But this year, I'm going to be there, and, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. And I wrote a song about the heart attack called Wake Up Call, because I was talking to a friend of mine, and I said, oh, geez, I had a heart attack. She said, was it a bad one? I said, no, it was mild, but it was a wake-up call. And she said, well, better a wake-up call than a kiss goodnight. And I was like, whoa, that's a song title if I ever heard one.
Well, we know that you are prolific. And folks, I'm sure that most of you know this, but, you know, Roger was nicknamed Coral Reefer 0001. He was Buffett's first road band member, added in Austin, Texas in 1973. And, you know, the Parrot Heads, it's an emotional and joy-filled evening when we honor our own muse of the beach, Jimmy Buffett. So you had an album out last year. I think it was, tell me again the name of the album. And
Spice of Life.
Tell us a little bit. And Ocean Road was on. Was Ocean Road one of the songs on that?
Ocean Avenue was on the album.
Ocean Avenue.
Album before that called Sunset. The Spice of Life was out in late 2023.
Are you working on a new album?
I am working on a new album.
Tell us about it, and tell us about some of the inspiration for that.
Well, I mean, I think it's going to be called Wake Up Call. there's a bunch of other songs on there. There's a song called Shoot the Moon that I went to visit an old girlfriend from a zillion years ago, and in the room she had me staying in at her house had a picture of she and I in our 20s. I was like, oh geez, man, and we were just starting out down the road, and you know, we were both going to be in show business, and we were going to shoot the moon.
Wow. So, that's, you know, it's what happens when you have a life-threatening moment, right, Roger? You really do look back.
That's right. That's right. But this show should be really great. Once again, we're going to have Nadira Shakur and Tina Gulickson from the Coral Reefer Band. We're going to have Doyle Grisham, the pedal steel player from the Coral Reefer Band. We're going to have John Frenzy, who...
We love John, lead vocalist and guitarist, right?
Yes, yes. He's excellent. And we're going to have Vinny Sapleski on bass, who plays all around town with a bunch of different people, and Rich McDonald on drums, and Robin Swenson on keyboards, and let me think. We're going to have John Patti on steel pans, and me on guitar.
Well, you know, we know that the last one sold out, and this one is sure to sell out, folks. It's November 8th at the Palladium. What are you most excited this year? You know, it seems like, oh my God, knock wood, we've dodged a Florida main stage hurricane. So, you know, this is really going to be, it's almost like we're coming into the light with the Parrot Heads this year, right?
Yes, yes. You know, since Jimmy passed, there's been so many, you know, great tributes to him all around the country. And, you know, the Parrot Heads just can't seem to get enough of it. So, and I'm always happy to go out and play his songs because he has so many great songs, you know, that we have such a wide choice. He's got, I don't know, he did like 35 albums or something like that.
Do you think with Doyle Grisham, who first recorded A White Sport Coat and a Pink Castration in the 70s, do you think that'll be one of the songs that you will play this time?
No,
No. What do you think? But to tell, give us a little sneak preview of some of the Buffett songs just, that we might hear.
That was just the name of the album. There's not a song.
Okay. So what might be some of the songs that you'll be performing with?
We'll be doing Son of a Sailor. We'll be doing a song from A1A called Making Music for Money that was the first song on the A1A album, and we're going to be doing my song Dallas that Jimmy recorded. We're going to be doing 5 o'clock Somewhere that Jimmy recorded with Alan Jackson. We're going to be doing, of course, A Pirate Looks at 40.
Yeah, absolutely. And will you be doing Come Monday?
Yes.
Because that was a year on the road, the two of you, just the two of you. I would have liked to have known, what was it like at night after you were done performing? What would you guys do at night? What would you talk about? What was it like just hanging with Jimmy, you know, as the success of a hit song, Come Monday, took you guys into the moon? So tell us a little bit about, give us a little insight into those days.
Well, you know, when I worked with Jimmy, he was still a mortal man. You know, he was not a cultural icon at that point in time. You know, he was still an ambitious young songwriter, you know, who was trying to, you know, do the best he could and appeal to people and appeal to himself. And we'd like run through the airport. He was a late guy. We'd always run through the airport to try to make the plane before the door got closed. And there was no TSA back in those days, so you could run through the airport.
Was it still a Florida tropical shirt kind of dress code in those days, or did that come later?
That came later, you know. Back in those days, you know, he was out of Nashville. His manager was in Nashville, and we recorded in Nashville, but he was not really a country singer. You know, he was more of a folky kind of, in the mold of John Prine and Gordon Lightfoot and, you know, Jerry Jeff Walker, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. And John Prine being a Gulfport guy who spent his time here at the end and is still has become kind of his own icon, as has his son.
Yes. Yes, John Prine is definitely an icon and was a great songwriter.
So, Roger, you also are infamous as a singer and writer of the song Fool for a Blonde from the classic horror movie The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And that was 50 years last year. And it is amazing that it is still the Halloween movie to watch, right?
That's right. You know, and it's amazing that, you know, I was only 5 years old when I wrote the song that's in the movie.
Were you always a fool for blondes? I mean, once in a while you play with, we see you down to Paradise Grill, Honeybees down there. Were you always a fool for blondes, or are you a redhead or a brunette kind of guy?
Well, you know what? I enjoy women of all different ilks. I'm definitely a fool for a blonde, but, you know, I've really kind of gotten into that redhead thing lately.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. So you're doing well. You're feeling better. You're going to be at the Palladium November 8th with your beloved Coral Reefer Band. You've got a new album that you're working on, maybe titled Wake Up Call. What are you doing in your spare time? Exercising, eating differently? What can you share with, you know, we want musicians to live forever. So share with us a little bit about your life changes that have come.
You know, I wasn't eating poorly to begin with. I'm trying to avoid fatty foods like no beef, no barbecue, no pork, stuff like that.
All the fun stuff.
I don't really have that much spare time because I'm working on the score for a documentary film about the early days of the Coral Reefer Band.
Well, tell us about that and who's doing that. It's so exciting that this is coming to fruit.
It's produced and directed by John Cunningham, who is an author. He's the writer of the Buck Riley series. Buck Riley is his hero in his books. And you know, we've just been, you know, he shot all the footage for it. It's gonna, Mac McAnally is gonna be in it, and Adira Shakur and Fingers Taylor's brother Brent and Kenny Chesney's in it. I'm in it. Marilyn Monroe is in it.
Wow. How did Marilyn Monroe get in it?
Just in my mind.
You are a fool for blonde. Roger, you always get me, I'm telling you. So where are you? What are you thinking? When is this going to be ready to air? Will you debut it here, or will you debut it in Key West? What are you thinking?
You know, I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do, because it's not done yet. So, you know, I'm still working on the music, and they're still editing. I'm getting different cuts of the movie and putting, you know, the musical score on there.
That's exciting, isn't it?
It is exciting, you know, but it's, you know, tedious business. You know, I've got 42 cues to write and produce.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
So.
And then it's really an homage, and it's really historical and a legacy piece. So, you know, it really is something that you got to give it. It's work. It sounds like hard work, Roger.
It is hard work, you know. As I'm working on it, you know, the editor will send me a little clip, and he'll put some stock music in there just to give me an idea of what he's thinking. And I call him up. I say, you know, actually, you know, we never did anything like this. And he said, you know, well, go with your gut, because you were there and I was not.
Right. And, it's so interesting we're talking about this now, because, of course, MTV has now been kicked to the curb by the new owners. And so much of that music video is historical. And here you are making a historical piece. And a lot of it is an era when there was no MTV, right? So
that's it, right. There was no TV. We didn't have electricity in those days.
You get me every time, Roger. So this is really exciting. And I'm advocating that you debut it at Greenlight Cinema when you get to this town. But it is really exciting. What can people, you know, is there a new generation of parent heads? Talk to me about this, because I know that my stepkids have re-embraced Jimmy Buffett the way that my generation, I'm not saying my age, you know, it was our lifestyle. So tell me a little bit about this next generation of parent heads.
Well, they call them parakeets.
Really? They do?
Yes, they really do.
What do you think it is?
I just played a gig where there was a whole table of parakeets, and you know, they just, you know, I don't know what the attraction is, other than, you know, this computer pop thing is kind of boring, you know. So, and Jimmy Buffett's really good, so.
Well, it's a happy, happy kind of music. And you, once in a while, folks, you can catch Roger down at Paradise Grill and Pasta Grill. Is it that true? I think I saw you and Jay Cole were playing a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
So we just have to, folks, if you really want to find out, it's kind of like a pop-up Roger. If you really want to find that out, you got to follow Paradise Grill, because they usually have really super great music Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and every once in a while, Roger Bartlett will be there.
Yeah.
Roger, where else are you performing besides the Palladium in between scoring your soon-to-be debut documentary?
I'll be going to Key West for a week down there playing an event they call Trop Rockin' Duval. So there'll be a week of musicians playing clubs all over town. And I'm going to be doing some gigs with Jeff Dayton, who played guitar for Glenn Campbell.
Wow. And is that going to be November? November?
It's going to be at the end of October and the 1st of November, from October the 30th, I believe, to November the 3rd.
Is that right after Fantasy Week or right in the middle of it?
It's right after Fantasy Fest.
Yeah, that's one to avoid. So listen, folks, for those of you that are adults that love good music and want to have a rock and really, how shall I say, authentic Key West time, that's the time to go. We'll have the link. So, Roger, we're really excited that you're doing well, that you're going to be with the Coral Reefer Band November 8th at the Palladium. Tell us a little bit about why the Palladium is the perfect venue to see this band.
You know, the Playdium is such a good place to play. I love the old architecture of the building. You know, the historical value of the place is inestimable. And, you know, the people who run the place, Paul Wilborn and Megan and all those people down there are just so great to work with. And the people of St. Petersburg and Tampa, you know, are terrific fans of Jimmy Buffett, and I love to play for them because they're so enthusiastic.
Well, we look forward to a few parrot heads, and we look forward to a lot of tropical spirit, but most of all, this tribute to the music and spirit of Jimmy Buffett with you, Roger 001, and the Coral Reefers is not to be missed. Parting words for our listeners about why Jimmy Buffett is the song of our lives.
Well, you know, he was a great raconteur and a very upbeat, happy guy. And you know, I want to be happy because, you know, if not now, then when?
And that is a message for the eras. Roger Barton, we thank you very, Bartlett, thank you very much for being here, folks. November 8th, Palladium. We will have the link. Get your tickets early for our music scene. I'm your host, Annette Weiser. Thank you, Roger, for being with us.
Thank you, Nanette.
I'm sending out this photo. Different paths through the sands of time.